Before I go to Emily, the Students' Union receives the same amount of money, if not less, every single year from the university. So when you ask for more teams, something else will suffer. How would you deal with that? If you are saying that handball and rowing and all sorts don't receive the support they need.
Well,
it's not just for you, it's for everybody.
I would again, because when we asked the transport question, I said it is about asking the students if you want those sports. If obviously maybe there isn't a demand for a handball team, which would be fair enough. If there aren't enough students demanding a handball team, then we can't provide one. But we should provide them with the ability to find a local team to play in, or even help them get to Kent to play with the Kent team. But it works down with the way I responded to the transport. If, as a union, we're struggling to find the money or come up with the money, we then need to ask the students, if you want us to be able to do this, then we're going to need your help to, as my colleagues have said, fundraise so that we can run these things, to dip into our own pockets and pay, but mainly fundraising. If we can't, as a union, provide the money, then we, as students, need to band together and fundraise. I personally have worked with the lacrosse team on our own, not getting much support from other teams, and have regularly said that we would be willing to work with other teams. Maybe we can get the American football team and the rowing team to work together to fund each other. They might find players are willing to join each other's team and reduce the cost altogether. It's something, as a team, as students, we're going to need to look into and see what we can find for a solution.
Thank you. Emily.
I think it's also important to look at what teams do currently. And I know we have inclusion and welfare officers, and in women's hockey and women's rugby, we never turn anyone away. But when in my second year, when I was president, a freshie came up to me and she said, I want to come to trials, but I can't be turned away from another team, because she'd already done trials and been turned away from one team once. So I think it's important. We then set up, because we had a huge intake at women's hockey in my second year, we set up a development team to make sure that no one was turned away. And we guaranteed everyone a match. If it's not in Bucks, then we made sure we had friendlies. So I think it's important to encourage teams to set up development teams. And I know that we have play sport already where people can try out and train for different teams. However, if it's led by the captains and the presidents of that team, they'll feel more inclusive. And by encouraging teams to make a development team, they'll feel part of that team already, so that they can then step up and become part of the team maybe the next year or the year after, rather than it just be led by someone random and they don't feel like part of any team at all.
Thank you.
As Emily
can we
said...
Andrew was on cue next.
I do welcome the idea of fundraising, but I find it kind of strange that we're in a state where we have to raise money to support our own clubs. I think that there is money in the union. There's money in the university. If you want some figures, there is the student union receives £831,000 a year. I've done the research. that it works out at a 0.95%. Semantics, but
less
it's
than
less
one.
Than less than 1% of what the Christchurch makes from student fees comes to the student union. That is absurd. That's absolutely absurd. And I've seen that the union itself, within the audit of the university, there is nearly a £6 million profit. Now we have to lobby the university with all the sabbaticals working together for more funding for our union. Their money is there. We need to use it.
Right. Last question. The culture of sports at Christchurch.